deep sleep. This is a major factor in every expression of health. And that's what it is. We're reversing disease, but health is your natural state. Deep sleep is the key. That's when your autonomic nervous system that regenerates tissue is activated. It's called the parasympathetic, which is the rest, digest, and repair mode that your system goes in at sleep. However, most people were never taught how to sleep correctly. That's right. It's something that it's assumed that we know how to do. Okay, and you know how to spell assume, right? You make an ASS out of UME if you're assuming something. So we're going to stop that right now. A lot of people are going to be saying, oh yeah, I have to get up to pee, or my pain wakes me up. None of this stuff is going to be true in the future when you've mastered sleep. So what we're going to start with is what's called sleep restrictive therapy. And we've got to prepare your brain and mind and body and environment to achieve deep sleep. Now, ideally, since you are an animal species that lives on this planet, we have natural circadian rhythms that our body has to go through in order to achieve deep sleep. And to reset their circadian rhythms, we have to reset your brain. So to get deep sleep, I'm going to show you how to do that. So before you go to sleep, you got to prepare yourself. I want you to journal. And if you've never journaled, it's not going to be multiple pages or a book. It's just going to be a few lines to a paragraph. And you're just going to write down emotionally charged events. And what this does, the physical act of writing, so I don't want you to type it. I want you to just write down your thoughts that have an emotional charge, something about work, a personal relationship, finances, health challenges, anything that you comes to your mind. Now, you could throw away the paper at the end of this. I don't care. It's the physical act of writing it down. It's going to take that emotional charged thought and move it over to the logical aspect of your brain. And this is going to take that emotional charge away. Then you have to read something on paper, like a real paper book, not an ebook, for 15 minutes before bed. What this is going to do, it's going to change again how your brain perceives the environment. See, computers, TVs, all electronic devices emit this blue light that interrupts melatonin production. So if you're falling asleep with the TV on, if you're doing computer work right before you go to bed, if you're checking your iPhone right before bed, that's going to be interrupting your deep state of sleep. And that's what we want to achieve, is the REM state of sleep. It means rapid eye movement state. And that REM state of sleep is when your body initiates healing. And that's the key. You see, your body is constantly regenerating. If you look at it, your skin is brand new every 28 days. Your blood is brand new every 120 days. Your joints of your finger joints, your knee joints, joints of the spine, everything regenerates in less than 2 years. So we're talking, your body is building 1 billion cells a day. And it also is destroying 1 billion cells a day. And that repair and regeneration process occurs during deep sleep. So now, this is what you're doing. You've journaled. You've read a paper book 15 minutes before bed. Now you have to go to bed at 10 to 10:30, and you're going to get up at 4 to 4:30. Now, this is designed because between 11 and 1 o'clock, this is when your body goes through a certain healing phase. Gallbladder's literally going to secrete bile. You're going to start to produce more bile. Your organ systems function, because remember, you're an animal species on the planet. And if you're in the state of deep sleep between 11 and 1 o'clock, that is when the optimal healing occurs. Now, before you go to bed, the room has to be completely dark. That means that you have to get eye shades or something that you eliminate any light stimulus to your brain. See, every 90 minutes, and your body works on 90-minute cycles throughout the night, your eyes slowly open up. They open up just a little bit, even though you're in the state of sleep. Now, if there's any stimulus, like a nightlight or a clock radio or any type of stimulus, all of a sudden, it activates your sympathetic nervous system to make sure your environment's safe. This is why people are going to say, I had to get up to pee, or my pain woke me up, or I rolled around and I just couldn't get the deep sleep. Exactly, because your body is being stimulated. Your brain is being stimulated. Now, you're going to go to bed at 10 to 10:30. So remember, journal, read 15 minutes before bed, put the eye shades on, go to bed at 10 to 10:30, get up at 4 to 4:30. Now, I don't care if you had 20 minutes worth of sleep during the night. See, severe insomniacs spend an average of 14 hours in bed. So they're not getting quality sleep. We have to fatigue your brain out in order to achieve deep sleep. Now, make sure that during the first few days of this, that you're not operating heavy machinery. Realize that you are going to be in a fatigued state, but we have to solve this problem in order to achieve true health, and health is your natural state. So when you're going through the first 5 days of this, you may be tired. But by day five, you're going to be getting that deep sleep. See, deep sleep means that in the morning, 4 to 4:30, when you wake up, bam, you're going to feel refreshed. You're going to feel invigorated. Also, make sure you're getting no naps throughout the day during this first 21-day process, because it takes 21 days of a consistent activity in order to change a habit. And this is reforming a new habit that you're going to be utilizing the rest of your life. So you journal, few lines to half a paragraph. You read 15 minutes before bed. You put your nightshades on. Then you go to bed at 10 to 10:30 and you get up at 4 to 4:30. Within 5 days, you're achieving deep sleep 100% of the time. Do not skip on any one of these processes. Maintain that sleep pattern for 21 days. Now, the optimal sleep for a human being is between 6.5 and 7.5 hours. That's the optimal. Do you realize that disease states increase if you're sleeping more than 8 hours? Disease states increase if you're sleeping less than 5? So we have to get that optimal sleep in order to regenerate tissue. And it takes 21 days of doing that. And when you're doing this for 21 days, you're going to be a master sleeper, professional sleeper. Now, some of the variants, like if you have to work at night, if you're working late at night in particular, they used to call working night, like working around midnight, the graveyard shift. And the reason is that if people worked nights, they would end up with a higher disease rate. Because again, they're not regenerating their body healthy. So if you do have a night job, you're going to have to change your schedule just a little bit in order to accommodate that sleep restrictive therapy or that, you know, 6 hours of sleep a night. Now, if you are working nights, realize that you're going to have to increase your omega-3s, your animal fat-based omega-3s. Ideally, they're going to be from anchovy, mackerel, or sardine oil that's microfiltered, wild-caught, because this is going to be the least toxic fish on the planet. Cod liver oil will also be good if it's been microfiltered. Krill oil is also good. The problem is most people, if they're in a stress state, they're not producing enough stomach acid. So ideally, the omega-3s are going to be in whole food form or liquid form and not pill form. That way you're going to be able to get the appropriate omega-3s in order to regenerate tissue and to rebuild the tissue. You will be getting REM state of sleep within 5 days. Maintain that for 21 days. And then you can go back to a somewhat normal sleep pattern, but I still recommend that you do the journaling, you do the reading 15 minutes before bed, and you use the nightshades, and use this for the rest of your life, because you're going to need to regenerate tissue for the rest of your life. And you're going to be achieving your natural state. Remember, your natural state is health. See, this is where doctors get confused. They keep working to fight disease, to beat disease down. The war against cancer, you've heard that. Oh yeah, how's that going, doc? Really? How about strengthening the immune system? How about making sure that the patients get deep sleep? How about making sure that they wake up refreshed and full and dynamic? Do you realize that 100% of the people that come in with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, thyroid issues, bowel disorders, all of them are getting horrible sleep? And when you ask, oh no, this is the typical response from a patient, I get 8 hours of sleep a night. I go to bed and I sleep. And then I'll ask them, well, okay, gee, how do you wake up? Do you wake up refreshed? Do you wake up full of energy? Do you wake up fully and vital to take on the day? You know what the response is? No, man, I'm exhausted. Because they suck at sleeping. They've never been taught how to sleep. Teach them the sleep restrictive therapy. Get the doctors that you're dealing with to understand that you've just learned a new technique, that within 21 days, you are a master sleeper. You have taken charge of that aspect of your life when you're going to regenerate tissue. Oh, yeah, you're going to have a blast. And make sure whatever you're reading, it's not something really exciting. So I grew up with Zane Grey. Don't read any Zane Grey, I'm telling you right now. You read those exciting Westerns, you're going to want to stay up all night and finish the darn book. So read something boring, something that doesn't have an exciting aspect to it. Now go for it. Get that deep sleep and regenerate. Because what you're achieving is your natural state. Remember, health is your natural state. And I'm going to teach you how to express it, baby. Sweet dreams.